In July, Governor Doyle vetoed an item in the state budget that would have allowed the legislature to review all state stewardship land purchases. A bill sponsored by Representative Dean Calford would restore that oversight by the Joint Finance Committee for any purchase over $250,000. Calford points to a $1.3 million purchase of 546 acres made last month that he says should have been reviewed by lawmakers.
Right now what's happening is these purchases, any land purchases that the state makes, are being done by strictly the bureaucrats in the Department of Natural Resources and the governor's office. And there's only a limited pot of money for these types of purchases, so I think there should be some checks and balances.
But Democratic Representative Spencer Black says Republicans have abused oversight over preservation land buying in the past, and that's why Governor Doyle vetoed it. He says they blocked purchase of land to protect wild lakes in northern Wisconsin and for expanding the Ice Age Trail in Dane County.
There's a great many of other decisions of far, far more money that are routinely spent, for example, highway projects that aren't reviewed, and he's not suggesting those be reviewed. You have to wonder why it comes to spending a relatively small amount on protecting our environment. The Republicans want to hold that up, but not do so for any other state expenditures.
There will be a public hearing on the stewardship oversight bill in the Assembly next week. Representative Black predicts Governor Doyle will veto it if it passes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.